You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Yuya Saito. Yuya, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, I'm to be here, and I really appreciate inviting me.
So let's talk about your show, which I'm really excited to get into. Of course, it's running through July 25th of 2026, almost another 10 days. Ground Rules. Mm-hmm. And it seems Ground Rules has a number of meanings because to jump right into it and use your own terms, there's two different kinds of work here, right? There's what you call flowcatecture and parkscape, both seem to me are about the language of public work, right? Of public works, of public art, of public interactions. So, tell me a little bit about these two bodies of work, flowcatecture, as you said, and parkscape, because they're distinct in terms of what we're seeing here.
Okay. Thank you for asking about it. Yeah, actually, I'm so happy to have a solo show in Chelsea. The title is Ground Rules. Yeah, Ground Rule is about the restrictions and the regulation on the ground. So actually, we can coexist by being protected by them at the same time that being restricted. So I was a skateboarder. The skateboarders do not simply accept these regulations and the restrictions. Instead, they try to transform them into the enjoyment by reinterpreting the situation in the city, such as jumping over the benches, the trash can, and sliding on the handrails. So on this exhibition, I want to explain about the public space and the reinterpretation of the situation in the city.
Right, that's really about architecture, right? The way you talk about skateboarders kind of subverting the space or changing the space, using a space not for what it was intended, but for something else, which sometimes is more meaningful than what was intended. So that's to be clear about exactly how that fits into the show. That's flowcatecture, or would that be under parkscape? In terms of what you just said about skateboarders.
Yeah. So this exhibition consists of the two sections. The first section is composed of the series called flowcatecture. The flowcatecture is my unique visual language to represent the city and the street by own carved wood techniques. The flow comes from the free and the flowing movements of skaters on the ground. The architecture comes from the architecture, referring the structure. At the foundation of this concept, there is a major question for me. Could this ramp have the potential to be an urban sculpture, not just a plaything for skateboarders? Because in the architectural history, things are stacked up high to represent the authority and economic power and success, such as pyramids and a castle and skyscrapers. So, of course, I really understand that there are multiple reasons to seeking height, but ramps do not seek height in the first place. So the people just gather material together and build it together and share it to use. So throughout this long, long history of the skateboard industry, this has blended into the landscape of people. So in flow architecture, I believe the ramp is exactly the urban sculpture that has a very peaceful philosophy.
Yeah, let's talk about that more because the ramp has so many meanings, right? I mean, and I'd love to talk about how these are built too, because this is also very unusual how you're building these. But in terms of the ramp itself, it's also, you talk about ground rules, but the ramp is in some ways a way of escaping gravity too, right? Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, gravity is a very important aspect. And when I think about the ramp as an object, and in architecture history, design history, yes.
And the ramp itself, so tell me a little bit about, before we go into, I'd like to talk about building these, but tell me if it's appropriate about your experience as a skater, because this is really when you came in touch with a landscape, a world that was different on a number of ways, right? There's the kind of escaping gravity, but there's also the pure fun of it too, right? There's a number of elements to it. So, tell me a little bit about your life as a skater and how these realizations came to about, because you were making art then, or this is referencing a past, or was it happening while you were skateboarding?
Yeah, actually, that when I was skateboarder, sorry, my kid.
That's okay.
excuse me, sorry. Can I ask a question again?
Let's talk about you skateboarding in terms of this becoming a part of your work as a skateboarder. What was happening during those times you were skating and dealing with the ramps? Was it just about getting better at skateboarding, or was there also something different happening with your experience that would be about making what you're making today?
Yeah, actually, I was so interested in the ramp when I think about the context of the attitude. When I learned the art history, basically the minimalism arrived as a reaction against the abstract expressionism. In a word, it means the age of emotion passed and that age of reason arrived. But when I think about the ramp already have both the simplicity, which comes from the simple shape like a minimalism, and the traces of emotional human movement by skaters like abstractism. So it was so, I'm so interested in the fact that these two very important essence are mixed together, right, but born in a single object outside the art world. So yeah, that's why I started to get interested in that ramp as my artwork actually.
And let's talk about how these are built, because this is bent wood, right? This is the way also, if I'm not mistaken, how skateboards are built, and maybe even some indoor ramps, they're built with bent wood, although I don't know, that's a lot of cement, right? How are these made? How do you work with bent wood? Is that like a boat builder steaming? And it seems complicated in its own technique.
Yeah. Yes. There are so many kinds of method to bend the wood, but I use the bending method to use the vinyl bag that I prepared for the huge vinyl. A polyurethane bag, and I put the huge mold inside and the materials in the bag, and I use a compressor. I remove the air from the bag, and it will stay remain for 1 week. So it fix the carved shape. Yeah, this is how I made it.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So it takes quite a bit of time, and there's other work made with different materials, right? Like the black playground. That's one that has a whole different aspect to it. We're looking at a ramp in there, but also a number of things. What looks like a broken swing and a bench too. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this, because this has almost a narrative to it, right? It feels almost like there's a story in there.
Yeah, this is the second section on my solo exhibition, and Parkscape. It's about the Parkscape. The Parkscape is a blended world of the park and the landscape. To think about that, represents the modern public space. So it's a little bit different from the floor architecture I told. The expanding the scope slightly from the ramp, and it focuses more on the modern public space. The park is a symbolic place that where various people can coexist in the one location without the need for the admission fee or the permission, right? the better modern products are turning into the managed, really managed landscapes. So it's getting more restrictive. So today's products are zoned by purpose and the restriction that providing the word affordances, which means forcing specific users onto people. So on this series, I made the big sculpture in the center of the gallery. It's a composed of the everyday objects stripped of their intended function, such as ramp that can be the skate on, the bench can be the salon, the swing can be used for play, trash can can be used for the disposal. So, but after the object loses the intended function, this process makes the viewers adapt a new perspective and reinterpret what it actually is. So this is precisely the same, the power to scan the city and shift their perspective that the skaters did it in the city.
And these, I mean, there is also an aspect of the city in all of this, right? I mean, to talk about the paintings on here, which I'd like to discuss next on some of the Bentwood wood works. The parks that you went to, were they in Brooklyn? Is that where you grew up in terms of skateboard parks?
Yeah, actually, I was originally from Japan. That I moved to New York that 3 years ago. Yeah, everything is still new. But actually, I didn't have any skateboard park in my hometown. That there is a just, simple park that we skater's friend that came together and make it together the ramp, and so after I moved to New York, I really surprised that the ramp existed in anywhere and in the city. So actually, exactly the ramp has a possibility to represent the city and the street as a sculpture.
Well, right, because as you were saying earlier, so many parts of the city are used as a ramp. So in Japan, when you were skating and building ramps, was that also part of it? In Japan, can you use the street also as a ramp? You know, alleys off sidewalks or onto curbs or onto steps down railings. Does that happen in Japan as well? Is that partly what you did or no?
Yeah, actually, no.
And is that because culturally in Japan, that's not part of how skateboards are used, or that's just not the area you were in?
Yeah, it was so hard to skateboard in Japan when I was a teen. So there is no the place to skateboarding for skateboarders. But even in Tokyo, the skate park is getting increased being a little bit, but compared with the skateboard industry in America, we don't have much spaces, the skateboard. That's totally different.
And there's other works in the show that that we should talk about. There's other sculptural works. There's a ramp that looks almost like a kind of gold reflecting mirror. There's also black objects that look like sculptures that are also reflecting on the park, right? With do not cross tape and garbage cans. These are related, but quite different than the ramps and main installation, right? They support that. Can you tell me a little bit about these smaller sculptures, the do not enter tape ones with it looks like a figure on there. This is quite a different medium, it seems.
Yeah, I have some series of artwork in my social, and except a huge installation artwork that I have a small ramp-shaped sculpture, and it's made of concrete materials. But it means origin I'm so inspired by, because my art visual languages, and my art concept for architecture comes from the shape of RAM. So I need to talk about and I need to represent the my origin before talking about the new series. So that's why I made a small concrete material mini ramp sculpture.
Well, the mini ramp also has a very architectural feel to it. I mean, it almost looks like those what did they have? There was a skateboard toy, Tech Techs, I think, that looks like it could fit in there. You know, something about a ramp, a smaller ramp, it seems to kind of call a smaller world. You know, the way architectural models can, right? There's something amazing about architectural models. You feel like you can walk through them. The ramp, at that scale, small but complete, feels almost like you're looking into a whole world, right? That's a functional world at another scale.
Oh, so you have a different scales of the ramp, right?
And that one just seems like, right, so is that referencing New York, you're saying? Or because there's three of them in one sense, and it looks like, again, like a world we could step into. It's a different scale. If we had figures that were 6 inches tall, maybe they'd fit in there, or 3 inches tall. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the other sculptural ramps turn into something that's almost pure art in painting and sculpture. These seem like architecture, like they're a place to be almost. Are they? Is that how you think of them?
Yeah, actually, I researched so many kinds of shaped ramp in the world. There are mini ramp and half pipe and a rampage and so many kinds of ramp shaped objects for skateboarders. But I have three kinds of series of my artwork, and I calculate the curvature of the ramp shape, and I make the artwork with the curvature of the half pipe. It depends on the situation and it depends on the series. I chose the curvature of the half pipe or a rampage and a mini ramp. Yeah,
I like that so much. Before I ask you the last question, is there another work in the show that you want to talk about that I haven't asked you about? We've talked about some of the works, and I hope the listeners can go see the show because this is sculptural and, of course, has to be seen. Is there another work you want to comment on? It could be the video or anything else in the show that I haven't mentioned.
Actually, I made my first public art in Brooklyn Army Terminal in Brooklyn. And last month, so this is my first challenge to make a huge artwork in my art history. So this is one of the artwork I want you take a look
that's a new public artwork that's just gone up in the Brooklyn Terminals, Army Terminal.
It's on the other entrance of the Brooklyn Army Terminal. So you can see.
And tell me a little bit about that. Does that also references the skateboard ramp?
Yes, it's about the theme of the history of the Brooklyn Army Terminal. The Brooklyn Army Terminal is established in front of the waterfront, the seafront. So I need to take the essence into the public art, the water essence. So, when you guys come to the entrance, you can feel the atmosphere of the water feeling and the flowing feeling, and how the Brooklyn Army Terminal is established with the water.
Right, and that's similar to some of the paintings that you've done on the board works too, right? It was it's almost a mural, it is a mural inside the terminal. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I want to ask you one more question before we go. What are you reading at the moment?
what I'm reading?
Yeah, what are you reading? That's just the last question. It's a little off topic. Just curious what you're reading.
Reading books, books kind of books, right?
Yeah.
Reading. Oh, I'm just reading. I started to reading the Catcher on the Rye.
Thank you so much for talking with me. It was a pleasure. I hope listeners can come see the show. Yuya, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.